One very important way God is glorified is through His works of creation. The Bible makes it clear that God created all things. But evangelical Christians sometimes interpret the creation accounts in different ways, especially when it comes to things like the days of creation. Which types of interpretations are acceptable? And what are the main evangelical interpretations of the days of creation in Genesis chapter 1?
There are various different interpretations of the days of creation in Genesis chapter 1. I think there's basically three different views. One view would see the days as very short periods. We could say 24-hour days. Of course, the sun and the moon weren't created until the fourth day, so it's hard to refer to 24-hour days. But days in what people would say is the natural, normal sense of today. So six or seven periods in that sense. The second perspective could be called a day-age theory or a day-age view, in the sense that the days were long periods or geological ages and that God was gradually creating through natural processes that took billions of years, certainly millions, probably billions of years. The third view is that really Genesis 1 is a poetic description of creation, and that the days are meant to symbolize, in some sense, the nature or manner in which God created, where He first of all formed things and then He filled those things He had formed with His creation. So those are the three main interpretations of the days of Genesis chapter 1.
On the one hand, of course, you have evangelicals who want to adopt a literal, one might say, a literal reading of the 7 days. So they talk about seven literal days and the like. Sometimes this is even understood in terms of seven literal 24-hour days, this kind of thing. The alternative is obvious, and that is that this is a figurative way of talking, and that the writer of Genesis did not intend to say that the world was created in 7 days, or maybe not even in the order, if one talks about days in terms of epochs or ages in the order in which they're presented. Many evangelicals have problems with the seven literal days of creation in Genesis 1 for two or three reasons. For one thing, actually you do have not just one creation account at the beginning of Genesis, but two, as I think almost everyone would recognize. The first creation account there in Genesis 1, extending into the very beginning of chapter 2, and then the second account of creation from about 2:4, 2:5 to the end of chapter 3. And there are some differences, many evangelicals would say, between them as they read the passage, Genesis 1 through 3 itself. For example, although Genesis 1:1 and following, up through the beginning of chapter 2, talks about 7 days of creation, the second account there talks about one day of creation, on the day when the Lord God made the heavens and the earth. Actually, you don't have just in Genesis talk of 7 days of creation. You also have an account of creation in which it takes place on one day. Of course, there are differences in order as well between the two accounts. In the first account of creation, humans are created after the animals, whereas in the second account of creation, humans are created before the animals, this kind of thing. Beyond that, in Genesis 1, there seems to be a kind of symmetry, so that, in other words, the first 3 days actually correspond to the second set of 3 days, which is the seventh day of creation, being, of course, at the end. I might say, incidentally, in Jewish thought, and you find this actually suggested, alluded to implicitly and assumed in Hebrews chapter 4, the seventh day was not considered to have ended at all. The seventh day of creation was by the Jews and Jewish, apparently Jewish Christians also, was considered to extend as long as creation itself, was understood to be coterminous with creation itself. That's why Hebrews 4 can talk about entering God's rest while the promise of entering His rest remains and while there remains a Sabbath rest, that God's rest of the seventh day continues as long as creation does. So certainly you do not have this, even in Jewish thinking, the seventh day being a closed day of creation.